Hey ladies, the Beautiful Movement now has their summer box available for pre-sale. This means that you have the chance to sign up before these boxes sell out again. If you have not had the opportunity to get one of these boxes, grab your box today. These boxes are becoming so popular, they're actually selling out. The theme in this box is walking with Jesus, a box that will help you grow deeper with God this summer. It's the perfect summer starter kit that you don't want to miss. Head on over to www.jointhebeautifulmovement.com to sign up today. Be sure to use the discount code UNCOMMONTEEN, all one word, for 15% off your first box. You can also follow The Beautiful Movement on Instagram at the_beautiful_movement. Ladies, you don't want to miss this. Welcome to the Uncommon Teen Podcast, the podcast for Christian teen girls. Each week, we talk about real life issues that you're facing every day, and how to overcome them in a way that stays true to who you are and who God created you to be. I'm your host, Jamie Kirshner, and I am so excited to be here with you today. All right, girls, so today we are going to start out talking about clicks. Oh, yes, that oh so lovely word that we all just have warm, fuzzy feelings about, right? Yeah, you're probably thinking, Jamie, yeah, right. And I am totally with you. I don't think that the majority of us see clicks in a positive way. I know I don't. I mean, it's great to have people that you really connect with and true friends that you hang out with a lot. Absolutely, that is a true gift from God. However, cliques are a little bit different than just hanging out with people that you connect with and have things in common with. According to the Oxford Dictionary definition of cliques, they are a small group of people with shared interests or other features in common who spend their time together and do not readily allow others to join them. As we know, these cliques are super common in middle school and high school, right? Most of us can't stand cliques because we've been on the outside of those cliques and it didn't feel great to be an outsider. However, if we're honest with ourselves, we have sometimes been a part of those very cliques that we can't stand, me included. And it's not that we're doing it on purpose, but sometimes we don't even take the time to realize that we're not bringing people into our groups. So I encourage you to always reach out to new people and take your friends with you to do so. See, the problem with cliques is the exact opposite. The people in them usually turn inward. They are all about themselves and what other people can do for them. They are selfish and they become all about me, me, me. As Christians, it's super important to keep reaching outward so that we can show the love of Jesus to those who are around us. And you know what? A lot of those times, those outsiders, those people that are not in the cliques, they're hurting and they want to have friends and they're struggling. I mean, have you ever been in a position where you just felt lonely, that you didn't really have any friends? When you see people who are sitting on the sidelines, when you see people who are sitting off to the side or standing by the wall by themselves, and they have their phone in their hand or they have their sketchbook in their hand, the reason why they do this a lot of times is because that's their security blanket that makes them feel important because nobody is reaching out to them. And so please continue to reach out to those who are around you so that you can show Jesus to them and be a friend to the people that nobody else would be a friend to. See, when we turn inward and we become these cliques and we become selfish and we only start to think about ourselves, that's when we no longer care about the people that are around us. And this is why it's so common in middle school and high school, also for the quote unquote mean girls to come out. If you're in a public school or maybe you play sports or whatever it is, you know exactly what I'm talking about when I talk about these quote unquote mean girls. These girls are controlling and often the leaders of their cliques. They think that they need to act this way because the other people that are around them are acting that way and they want to be accepted or they want to be more popular. And I can guarantee you the majority of the time, though, the people who are acting like these quote unquote mean girls, they do it because they're hurting on the inside. Maybe they've had somebody who's been mean to them and they're taking it out on people that they feel that they can control. The reason I'm talking about this today, though, is I want to encourage you in a couple areas. One, I want you to check yourself to make sure you haven't turned inward yourself with your group of friends. Make sure that you're always reaching out. You know, a lot of times it's not our intention to be that way, and we don't realize it until we step back and actually see what's really going on. So be sure to check yourself. Make sure that you guys aren't turning inward, but that you're reaching outward. Another reason we're talking about this today is because you may be a target of some of these mean girls. And I want to help you to know what to do in order to stop it from happening. All right, so there are a couple types of bullying that I'm sure most of you are aware of, but we're going to talk about them pretty quickly. The first one is verbal bullying. This is name-calling, insulting, making other people feel bad about themselves. Usually mean girls choose their targets based on physical appearance or the way someone acts. So when this happens, a lot of adults will just tell you, hey, just ignore it, don't worry about it, their words don't really mean anything. You know, you've probably heard the little adage, sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt me. Well, that's a lie, straight from the enemy. Words do hurt, and they can have a lasting effect if we internalize them. Words hurt, and that's not okay to make fun of people, to insult them, to make them feel bad about themselves. That is not okay. Even if an adult tells you just to ignore it, know that it's not okay. The second type of bullying is relational bullying. This is one that's done by spreading rumors about people behind their backs or excluding them in order to hurt them or sabotage their social standing. So this is relational bullying. The third type is cyberbullying, and this one has become more and more prevalent since many of us spend more and more time on social media. I was actually reading a statistic earlier today, and it said in 2019 that teens were on social media an average of 7 hours and 22 minutes. It's pretty crazy, right? That's almost a full-time job. However, since the shutdown in 2020, screen time now, social media time now for teens is actually 9 hours a day. That's more than a full-time job. You know, so all of this cyberbullying is becoming more and more prevalent because we're spending more and more time on social media. You know, this is when people are posting pictures that are meant to hurt or embarrass people, or they make threats online. This is usually worse than in-person bullying because people somehow get this false sense of security, this false sense of courage behind the screen. They would never say it to your face, but they would definitely say it online. And if you've experienced one or all of these, you know it makes you feel awful about yourself. It makes you feel ashamed and embarrassed. I get it. I've been there. Even as an adult, it hurts. So what can we do? Who can we talk to? How can we help the situation instead of make it worse? Let's face it. Most bullies aren't going to just apologize and change in an instant because an adult told them to. They are going to be mad if you tell somebody and probably make it worse. So what can we do to take care of these situations? Number one, know that you cannot control them. You can't control what they're doing. You can't control their actions. You can't control their words. The only person that you can control is you, how you respond, and how it makes you feel. If you believe their lies, and that's what they are lies. If you believe their lies, it will hurt. And that's why it's so important to know what God says about you. Number two, I want to talk about some practical ways to get bullies to stop. And the first thing I want you to do is I want you to actually take a step back from the situation, really think about what's going on. Are they really being a bully? And sometimes they are. Or is it just somebody having a hard time and they're taking it out on you, which still is not okay? Or third, I want you to also think about this possibility. Did you accidentally do something or maybe on purpose did something to hurt their feelings or embarrass them? Is there something that you need to say sorry for? Now, I'm not saying that it's your fault for these situations and how they're acting. I'm not saying that at all. Sometimes we could have done something to hurt them that we didn't even realize that we did. So it's important for us to be honest with ourselves just to make sure there isn't something that we need to do ourselves. And the next thing is, it is so important for you not to give in to the emotions, for you not to fight back, for you not to be aggressive, but to be confident and use strong words. And when I say strong words, I mean like a strong voice. I don't mean like words that are not good. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about using a strong voice instead of like being weak and using a scared and fearful voice. Because bullies are looking for easy targets. And when you use a strong voice and walk with confidence, you are no longer an easy target for them. I know that what they say or what they do might shake you, but know that your confidence is found in the Lord and what He says about you. Remind yourself what God says about you in Ephesians 1. If you need to go back to Ephesians 1 and read it, I encourage you to do so. And then the next thing that you can do is always be looking for a place of escape, an exit. If they start to bother you, walk out. That's the best thing that you can do, is just walk out. And if there's a group of people that are constantly bothering you, I encourage you, find a couple friends. Stay in that group of friends instead of being by yourself. There is strength in numbers. You know, let your friends know what's going on so that they can be sure to be there for you so that you're not alone. And then going back to their words, I want to encourage you not to let their criticism go to your heart. Don't believe what they're saying about you. They don't know what they're talking about. I know it's hard, and we tend to overthink things sometimes, but as we talked about in the Uncommon Teen podcast episodes 20 and 21, their rejection does not get to define you. Only God has the right to do that, because He is the one that created you. He is the one that chose you. He is the one that brought you into His family. He's the only one that gets to tell you who you are. So go back and listen to those episodes if you have not already. And the next thing I want to talk about is, if you are being threatened by someone, know that that is not okay. Record it if you can. Take a screenshot of it if you need to. Print it out. And then take it to an adult who can help you, because that is against the law. And you can take it to the police and they will do something about it, because that is not okay. Next, I want to encourage you to pray for the people who are hurting you. I want you to pray for those mean girls. You never know what's going on behind the scenes. And like I said, that doesn't make an excuse for what they're doing. But maybe they're being abused at home, or maybe they're being bullied by somebody else, or maybe recently they found out that one of their parents is fighting cancer. Whatever it may be, you don't know. So I encourage you to pray for them. They need all your prayers. And obviously, they're using their time to hurt other people. They definitely need your prayers. And then last, I want to talk about, don't walk through this alone. Reach out to an adult you can trust. And I kind of talked about this as being threatened, but really, don't walk through this alone. If you are being bullied, don't walk through this alone. You don't have to. Reach out to an adult that you can trust. If there isn't one, please email me anytime. You can email me at uncommonteenministry@gmail.com. Or now, when you go to the Uncommon Teen app, you will notice a new tab that says Reach Out to Jamie. You can now click on that tab, fill out the form, press submit, and you can get it right to my inbox. It's so easy to reach out to me and know that I am here for you. All right, girls, I just want you to know that you are incredible. And that's why I'm talking about this subject of not letting rejection define you, by not letting bullies run your life or control you. That's why I'm talking about these things, because I really want you to know how valuable you are. And as we say every single week, I want you to repeat after me. I am beautiful. I am valuable. My beauty and my value, they don't change. Even if someone fails to see how incredible God made me. All right, ladies, thank you for joining me for another episode of the Uncommon Teen Podcast. I am so excited to get to walk this journey with you. If you have not yet subscribed to our podcast, please do so. That is a huge blessing to me. And it also helps get our podcast out to more and more people around this world so that their lives can be touched and blessed by it as well. Now, don't forget, June 27th, coming up super, super soon, that is when the doors open for the God Confident Girl course. So be sure to mark that on your calendar. We have a podcast coming out very soon. It's going to be a bonus podcast. So it's not going to take place of your Monday podcast, but it's going to be a bonus podcast that's going to explain exactly what it is that we are going to be doing in the God Confident Girls Transformation, as I'm calling it. All right. Have an amazing week, and we'll see you back here next time. Ladies, I hope that this episode helped you today. I hope that you know how incredibly loved by God that you really are. Repeat after me. I am beautiful. I am valuable. My beauty and my value, They don't change.
Even if someone fails to see how incredible God made me.
All right, ladies, I would love to personally invite you to join us this July 19th and 20th for Uncommon Teen Live 2024. Woohoo! Being a teen girl today is tough. Being a Christian teen girl today is even more challenging. But God has given you everything you need to not just survive this crazy world, but to soar. At this year's conference, we're going to be talking about how to become free from anything that is holding you back from being all that it is that God has created you to be. And for those of you who have not been to Uncommon Teen Live before, you get to be a part of our live Ask Me Anything session. Ladies, throughout the whole conference, I have a box set up where you can ask your questions. And then on Saturday, the second day of the conference, we set aside a special session just to answer as many questions as we possibly can. And ladies, I would love to invite you to be a part of our live podcast recording at the conference venue itself. Ladies, last year we tried this and I don't know what happened, but the recording disappeared. This year it's not happening. We are going to record live and in person at Uncommon Teen Live, and I would love for you all to be a part of this episode. So if you have not gotten your tickets yet, head on over to Uncommon Teen Live, grab your tickets today. And real quick, I just want to say thank you to those of you who prayed for us about our venue. After a couple of venues fell through for Uncommon Teen Live, I knew that God was going to do something big. And He really was. He was working behind the scenes even when we didn't see it. We found a venue that is amazing. The owners are amazing. They love the heart behind Uncommon Teen. I'm so excited because there's something even better that I want to share with you, but I can't share with you yet. So stay tuned because I've got some really awesome news about this conference that you're going to love. So I just want to say again, thank you so much for your prayers. Know that they are heard, that God listens to you, and I am just excited. Continue to pray over this event. God is going to do something miraculous, and I am so excited to get to be a part of it. All right, ladies, have an amazing rest of your week, and we'll see you back here next time.